The Warfare State and the High Calling of God, A Review of World Affairs and National Politics, and the High Calling of God in Christ Jesus by Steve Martin. In World Affairs and National Politics and the High Calling of God in Christ Jesus, Clyde Pilkington lays out a sharp and unsettling contrast, the difference between the kingdoms of this world and the celestial calling of the believer. At the center of that contrast stands what he calls the warfare state. It is not merely a political observation. It is a theological diagnosis. Warfare, the ultimate ungrace act. The present administration is characterized by grace, by joy, conciliation, kindness, and peace. Believers are called to embody these realities, not as ideals, but as identity. Warfare stands in direct contradiction to this calling. To take up carnal weapons against flesh and blood is to operate in an entirely different sphere than the one in which believers have been placed. The message entrusted to us is not coercion, but conciliation. Not retaliation, but reconciliation. Not the sword, but the word. When violence is baptized as righteous, grace is quietly displaced. Pilkington calls warfare the ultimate ungrace act because it seeks to accomplish by force what God is accomplishing through patience. It answers hostility with destruction rather than long-suffering. It trusts power rather than spirit. The issue is not patriotism versus apathy. It is identity versus confusion. The myth of redemptive violence. The kingdoms of this world operate on a familiar premise. Violence can produce peace. History tells a different story. Every peace forged through bloodshed carries within it the seed of the next conflict. Violence does not eliminate hostility. It rearranges it. It postpones it. It institutionalizes it. What appears as resolution is often only intermission. This is the endless tit-for-tat cycle of earthly rule. The hope of the world does not lie in a better version of that cycle. It lies in a kingdom that refuses to participate in it at all. The peace of God is not maintained by threat. It is secured by Christ. It does not depend on superior weaponry, but on superior authorship. It is not fragile, because it is not achieved through domination. The myth of redemptive violence collapses under the weight of its own repetition. Spiritual weapons for a spiritual conflict. The present battle is not against flesh and blood. It never has been. The believer's armor is righteousness. The weapons are faith, truth, peace, long-suffering, love, and the power of the Holy Spirit. These are not symbolic niceties. They are the only instruments appropriate to our sphere. The warfare state manufactures mass-produced tools of destruction. The ecclesia is equipped with spirit-forged instruments of life. Carnal weapons can restrain behavior. They cannot transform hearts. Spiritual weapons operate at the level where real conflict exists, in deception, fear, pride, and darkness. The battle is not geographical. It is jurisdictional. Nationalism and the jurisdiction of darkness. Pilkington does not treat aggressive militarism as morally neutral. He places it within what Scripture calls the jurisdiction of darkness, the realm where humanity attempts self-rule apart from God. Nationalism, when fused with militaristic fervor, often cloaks itself in moral language, but its underlying assumption is that man can secure peace through superior governance, superior strength, or superior resolve. The ongoing instability of global politics exposes the flaw. God is allowing the nations to demonstrate something profound. Humanity cannot govern itself into harmony. The warfare state is not the solution, it is the exhibit. When believers become enthusiastic participants in this system, they risk being drawn into a jurisdiction that is not theirs. A higher calling, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, lifts the believer above the conflict of competing earthly sovereignties. This does not remove us from the world. It redefines our engagement within it. We do not conquer enemies. We love them. We do not defend territory. We announce reconciliation. We do not advance borders. We advance grace. The contrast is not subtle. The kingdoms of this world defend themselves with weapons. The kingdom of God advances through weakness, patience, and truth. One perpetuates the cycle, the other ends it. The warfare state is temporary. The celestial calling is not. And in that contrast lies both clarity and peace.